It is time for our good friend Brian Ross to join us and Real News. Good morning there, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall.
You know, I want to bring this up first thing. When you look at what's going on between Russia and the Ukraine, and you see that right now the leader of Russia, Vladimir Putin, is not trying to win a war. He is trying to kill populations, to scare populations, which is just shows you how far his back is against the wall. And really, if he's willing to just randomly not go after military targets, but just to go after civilians, that does lead to the question, is his beating his chest about tactical nuclear weapons bravado, or is it something that this person would actually do?
Well, it's a good question. I think people that I talk to believe it's unlikely, but he is conducting a war of terror, and his plan to win the war is by essentially terrorizing the Ukrainians, forcing them to not give up, and to winterize or militarize a winter against the rest of Europe. Although yesterday he decided to send some more gas down to Europe. Europe's got to figure out a way to wean themselves away from reliance on Russia. That's for another day. At the moment, the gains by Ukraine have been amazing. His only response is not really on the battlefield, but to lob missiles into cities where there's no frontline fighting going on. And the result now is it looks like the U.S. and the other NATO allies are going to provide him with a lot of anti-missile systems that are very effective, like the Patriot system we've shipped to Israel, that may well be going out to Ukraine.
What scares me the most, and it really does, I was thinking about this last night, is that the Ukrainian people are obviously a proud people. They're fighters. They want to defend their homeland. But sooner or later, there's a breaking point. And that breaking point will be tit for tat. Well, if they're going to attack just our civilians, should we begin some pretty intensive attacks on even if it were military targets within populated regions? Sooner or later, that's going to happen because there's a breaking point.
Well, you hope not. The U.S. has had some ability to keep the Ukrainians and a commitment to the rules of engagement, rules of war, if there really are such things. And, Ukraine relies heavily now on the U.S. and NATO for weapons. And so I think the U.S. has a say in that. And I hope, for goodness sake, that the U.S. insists that don't stoop to the levels of Vladimir Putin.
I guess I'm not saying they're going to attack civilian zones, but the attack on the bridge and more structures like that, I think are going to come just simply because there is.
Well, they have a military value, which is all the difference. It seems to me. I mean, there's a value to attack on a convoy or a supply route. That's one thing. Done at 6 a.m. To minimize obviously civilian casualties. These attacks on Ukrainian cities are taking place in the morning rush hour and at playgrounds and medical facilities. It's outrageous. And, I hope that soon the free world understands that.
I sit here and I watch Alex Jones basically laugh and shrug it off when these verdicts come in saying that, it's money and I'm not going to pay it. I mean, this man has gone from being someone who's on the outer edge and an entertainer. And now it's sickening what type of human being he actually is. He's not an entertainer.
It really is. I hope that almost billion-dollar verdict, there's perhaps a way to enforce that. I guess he mocks it and makes fun of it, but we'll see if the justice system really works in this case. It's not a criminal indictment. It's a civil finding. It's a lot of money, and I don't think he has that much money.
Here's a sad story that shows you how bad things have gone, and that is yesterday a family of five sentenced for being involved in the Capitol riots on January 6th, a family of five.
Outrageous. You know, today is the final day of the January 6th Special House Select Committee hearings, starting this afternoon at 1 o'clock, supposed to go about 2.5 hours. No witnesses this time. Every member is going to speak, so that won't be that interesting. And according to what I've been seeing, the new information that we're going to see are some videos of Roger Stone that were taken by a Danish documentary film crew where he's sort of endorsing violence and laying out his plan to help Mr. Trump win. Plus, we're told by the Washington Post, Carol Lennig, there's going to be new video and emails from the Secret Service that, quote, appears to corroborate parts of the most startling inside accounts of the day, including one where the Secret Service was alarmed about the possibility Trump would get his wish to head to the Capitol and join a melee in progress. So that's going to be the new and headline-making information out of the hearing. This committee, of course, if the Republicans take control of the House, will be out of business in January. So they've got a couple of months now to write a report. And according to Politico's reporting this morning, they do not plan to make a formal referral to the Justice Department that Mr. Trump should be charged with a crime, but they do see it as a segue to the criminal prosecution, perhaps, of Trump and others.
And one other thing about Mar-a-Lago and the boxes of documents. Now, a Trump employee has come forward and testified to the FBI that boxes were moved after the subpoena.
Exactly, which is a bombshell report from the Washington Post. And that Trump ordered the movement of the boxes from the storage room to his personal residence. And the video they have of the outside of that room seems to corroborate time and date and individuals that that's exactly what happened. So this testimony from this one Trump employee, his Trump insider, and they haven't identified who it is. Maybe it's a Secret Service agent, don't know. But there is somebody who is testifying to the Justice Department and the FBI. And that really, according to reports I've seen, that sort of cinched the deal. Because when they saw that and they saw the video that confirmed and corroborated what this person had to say, that's when they went for the search warrant. Figured that we're being lied to. We're being cheated.
Well, it's like you say, there's a midterm election which is coming up. And, I'm taking all these polls. They have been fairly useless in the presidential elections. I just think there's too many unknowns out there where people can actually honestly predict what's going to happen. I just think that we have to wait. People have to go out and whatever their conviction is and go out and vote on that day. Vote for their Congress, Senate, whatever. And we have to wait for that to come about, because I really don't think there's any accurate way to reflect what Americans are thinking now. I think people don't tell pollsters the honest truth anymore.
Right, and the honest truth might be they care more about what's happening to their paycheck and to their money and to their savings than they care about this other stuff. That could well be the case, as often has been found in situations like this.
And what do you think about the activity that's still going on in Iran? That it is amazing how these young people, especially women, just are not giving up.
It is totally amazing, and I guess it's really a wonderful thing to see, frankly. It's very impressive. Is there enough to overthrow that regime? I don't know. Schoolgirls deaf to the dictator and burning their hijabs and all that. Haven't seen that in a long, long time. And what will that regime do there to either placate or quell the violence? And everything indicates now they're trying to just quell it by harsh measures, which probably will make it worse.
Yeah, and I guess I want to end with good news, and that is if you've got a dog, the wagon walk is happening this Saturday for the Little Guild of St. Francis. They're going to build a new facility on their property, and it's a chance for people to get out there and really attend now a pretty big event.
That's fantastic. I hope we get some better weather. Not going to get good weather tonight, apparently.
No, but Saturday looks okay, and also on Saturday, a very important beginning of get-together in Kent, where towns and speakers are coming together about going green and finding ways for towns, not only citizens, to build the infrastructure up that will save energy and hopefully help the planet in the long run. So we've got a couple of
great idea. Let me add one more thing on infrastructure. Driving around yesterday, and they've poured the foundation for the library addition. You can kind of see it through the gates there, but they have poured the foundation. That's a big, big step. That's they had to blast through a bunch of the ledge there, solid rock that was hindering everything, and they got that done finally. And now that's a major step forward in the library's addition.
And you know what's so major about that is to get it done so early before winter. Means
right.
that progress can actually continue now during the course of the winter.
Yep, they will be inside. I think by mid November. It looks like they're really moving along now. The speed takes place, and then once they're inside, they can, of course, as you say, keep working through the cold weather, and it won't bother them because pouring that concrete was important before it got too cold.
Well, there's going to be one big party when that gets set to open up.
Absolutely, and you should be there as the master of ceremonies.
I won't be there as master of ceremonies, but hopefully I'll be there with two new knees.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well, we're putting in, at the library, I say we because I'm on the board there, a list there for people who have issues getting upstairs, whether it's with a baby stroller or with a walker or a wheelchair. That's going to be solved. But with your two new knees, you won't need the lift.
That's what the plan is. All right, Brian, always great to speak with you. I'll speak to you next week.
Great, Marshall. See you next week.
Take care. Brian Ross and Real News. Of course, you find Brian at our own website, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand, click on Real News with Brian Ross.